and families in the United States that can benefit from special needs planning. We select our specialist very carefully from a pool of producers in the MetLife enterprise. So very carefully with the people we select for the program. It's important to us that they have background in the special needs community, spend some time working within a special needs community. And most of our specialists, Bernie, over 60% of them are also parents of children with special needs, just like myself. So when they meet with families to discuss these issues, they have a unique perspective. Many of them have been through a lot of these situations and have experienced some of these trials and tribulations, so they can talk to them on a totally different level.
All right, so basically the concept is that if you're in this situation, if you have a family member with a special needs situation, you're better off dealing with a specialist.
That's right, Bernie, and I think that's important to know is that special needs planning is, although there are so many families that can benefit from the information, there are really very few financial services companies out there that have a specialized program or a specialized organization that works with families. So it's very important that when you're dealing with someone, that they have some of the experience in this area. They have the proper financial planning experience. They have the proper estate planning experience. They are able to direct the family in the right way that they can access all of the resources that are available. And so when you work with someone, you want to make sure they have experience, whether it's the financial services professional, whether it's the attorney that would be on your team, whether it's an accountant, or perhaps even service providers. You want to make sure that they have some good experience in this area and that they can provide the resources that are really going to help your family make the right decisions.
All right, so let's talk a little bit, Brian, about the process, because I want the listeners to really understand that it's critically important that they don't just go to the person who sold them their homeowner's insurance policy if they're dealing with something like this. So step number one, you have MetLife must have hundreds and thousands of agents across the country. What's the first step in terms of becoming a MetDesk agent?
Well, Bernie, we hold our training classes on a regular basis, and we get many different producers who want to become specialists in our program. We get hundreds of applications for each one of our training classes. We run two sessions a year, and we spend quite a bit of time selecting the right people for the program. For us, it's important that obviously they have the financial background and the capabilities to do that, but also it's very important for us that they're out there and they have the personal experience, as I said, because they volunteer for a nonprofit organization, because they work in a special needs community already, so they can provide proper advice and proper planning. You see, Bernie, that many, when you look at special needs planning, obviously the financial information is important, the legal information is important, but it's also the personal information that someone brings to the table and can share the experiences and share what they have done in their lifetime. That really adds a lot to the planning process.
So that's part of what they learn at the training session?
Absolutely. Our training sessions are very robust. They spend quite a bit of time with industry experts, with experienced special needs planning attorneys, with our nonprofit organizations that we partner with. So they really get a full understanding of what they need to do. One of the important things about our training, Bernie, is that we really set the standard in the industry with the respect that the initial training is very robust, but we also have continuing education requirements for our specialists. They need to be recertified on an annual basis to make sure that they're living up to the standards of our program. And not only that, they're also required to attend regular conference calls and webinars on these topics. And we frequently have guest speakers on these calls, nonprofit organizations, attorneys who work in specific areas as special needs planning, such as your organization, that can help our specialists really understand the ins and the outs of planning properly.
Yeah, I've had the privilege of speaking to your group, and Brian and I were discussing before he came on the air how energetic the audience was and the sophistication of the questions, and it really was quite gratifying for me because our goal is the same as yours, to make sure the family gets taken care of, and it's so important to have a team of advisors, because really no one person can do it all, can they?
Absolutely, Bernie, and it is family first, and it's important to understand that our specialists realize that the family is the expert when it comes to planning for their person with disabilities in their household, and it does take a team of experts really to plan appropriately. We've all heard the phrase, it takes a village, and it takes quite a large village to make sure that the planning is appropriate for families, service providers, attorneys, financial services professionals. They all really have to work together and in concert to make sure that the family is getting all of the information that they really need.
Now, financial planning, estate planning is not something that people look forward to doing, at least in my experience. I would imagine that there are some distinct and unique challenges that families who have kids with special needs must face.
Absolutely. Planning, in general, it can be a very daunting task for many families, and it's not something a lot of people look forward to. But when you have a child or dependent with special needs, it's critical that parents plan appropriately. We offer something called a MetDesk workshop, which takes families through a very high-level process of really understanding what planning is about. It talks about the importance of having a will and talks about special needs trust and guardianship issues. So parents can start thinking about how important it is to plan. As a matter of fact, Bernie, one of the things that really amazes me about planning and working with families that a lot of families don't realize about a very basic and simple federal law, that if they leave their child or dependent more than $2,000, they can jeopardize government benefit eligibility. And that's one of the important issues that we talk about during the planning process and make sure that families understand so they can plan appropriately for quality of life and lifetime care.
So how does a MetDesk specialist actually do this? Is there an in-person meeting? Is there a process that they go through?
Many of our specialists, as I said, will first come into contact with a family during a MetDesk workshop. If at the end of our workshop a family decides that they wish to find out more about the planning process, they request to meet with one of our specialists one-on-one. Our specialists will spend a lot of time getting to know the family, and this is critical because there's no cookie-cutter approach to this kind of planning. Each family is an individual. Each family is unique in their planning process. You may have families who live in the same town and their children have similar circumstances and mom and dad perhaps have a similar income, but that's where the similarities will stop. Every family has different dreams, goals, and aspirations for their children, so therefore we spend a great deal of time getting to know them and what's important to them. And more importantly, getting to know the person with disabilities. Self-advocacy is key. We include, if appropriate, a person with disabilities in a planning process so they can help plan their future and make appropriate choices for what's right for them.
So in your experience, Brian, what are some of the main concerns that families have who have kids with special needs?
Definitely, as the parent of children with special needs myself and working with many families who have children with special needs, the number one concern for many families is who's going to take care of my child after I'm gone.
So how can a MetDesk specialist help with that?
Well, we can sit down with them and really help determine how to provide for a child appropriately. Our specialist will sit down with a family and kind of figure out a month and a lifetime of that child. What are the costs for occupational therapy, speech therapy, and all the things that go into providing for quality of life and lifetime care with the child? Once we determine that, and that could be a rather lengthy process, but that's fine. We want to make sure that we're doing the right job for the family. We have an idea of what is required to plan appropriately from the financial aspects. And there are several different aspects above and beyond the financial aspects, but once we help a family determine financially what's appropriate, we'll work with qualified attorneys to make sure that the correct legal paperwork is drafted, making sure the wills are updated, making sure that an appropriate special needs trust is drafted if that's the situation and that's what's right for the family. And then we'll bring in service providers and our nonprofit partners. We work with the ARC of the United States as one of our nonprofits very closely to help provide services. So we really wrap our arms around a family and try to practice holistic planning and provide all of these supports and services.
I'm speaking with Brian Finn, head of the MetDesk Special Needs Estate Planning Unit. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Sooner or later, disability or illness strikes every family. And unfortunately, that's not the time to do the planning. The best time is in advance, before a crisis strikes.
Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Susan, Vincent and Sheila's oldest daughter, had called us because one of her friend's parents recently had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's and their financial affairs were a mess. They had not done any advance planning.
Susan didn't want that to happen to her parents. The caring professionals at Littman Crooks helped her design a comprehensive plan that provided for long-term care while protecting her parents' hard-earned assets.
Susan and her siblings now have the peace of mind of knowing that their parents can go on with the rest of their lives without having to worry about what would happen if one of them became sick or disabled.
Your parents had big plans for you. Make sure you have one for them. Call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Littman Crooks with offices in White Plains, New York City, and our new office in Dutchess County. Tonight, my guest is Brian Finn from MetDesk, and we've been talking about what kind of financial planning parents ought to do, and not only just parents, but any other relatives who might have a family member with special needs. And the first step is to identify the problem and quantify it, and to figure out, okay, what are we going to do now for a child after the parents are no longer there? And Brian, what happens after you sit down with a family and you say, okay, one day you're not going to be here, and who's going to do all this stuff?
Well, Bernie, it can be a very emotional issue for a lot of families. It's tough for families in general to talk about mortality, and it's a difficult discussion. But when it comes to dealing with a child, and perhaps even an adult child with special needs, that conversation can become even more difficult. So what we try to do is help the family work past those emotional issues and understand that they don't have to do everything at once. But it is important that they eventually do it all. And that includes, as we said, the financial, the legal, and the personal aspects of planning and putting this all together. One of the most important aspects of planning is something called the letter of intent. And that's something we didn't talk about yet. The letter of intent is kind of what we like to call a lifelong note to the babysitter. And that would convey to a future caregiver all the things about taking care of my child that perhaps no one else would know. Food allergies, the doctors that they would go to, the doctors perhaps that they wouldn't send their children to, thoughts about the future as far as schooling is concerned, about where they would like to live, about all of these things, the fact that maybe I want my son to go to opening day of a baseball game each year, all these little things that no one else would know, we can help parents put together in what's known as a letter of intent.
And when's a good time to do that?
You know, the letter of intent is, I think, an important part of the planning process. And typically when our specialists meet with parents, after the discussion about the financial planning and the legal planning takes place, we'll work with them to create the letter of intent. And the letter of intent could be something that's in writing and a few pages long, or some people have done it in a video format and have videotaped their thoughts, their concerns, their issues about their children, and some of the things that they would want to convey to future caregivers.
Is this something, this letter of intent, Brian, that you do once and put it in a drawer, or do you constantly have to update it?
Well, Bernie, I think it's important to update the letter of intent on a regular basis. Many parents, such as myself, update the letter of intent every year around IEP time. When it's time to update the IEP, we also update the letter of intent. It's a good reminder. Certainly many parents feel differently now about their children as opposed to when they were originally diagnosed, and that's the way I feel in my particular situation, and many families have felt about their children as well. So the letter of intent is important to update, at least on an annual basis.
You know, we found in our experience that it really surprises the parent in many cases how many things they take for granted that they're actually doing for the child. In other words, how does the child take the medication? Is it in a pill form? Is it in a liquid form? Does the child like to sleep on the left side of the bed, the right side? How many pillows? Just things that you do by rote, and then if you're not here tomorrow, how is the next person going to know?
Absolutely, and this is why it's such an important part of the planning process, all those little things that no one knows but you, and that's so important to convey to future caregivers to make sure that your child really has quality of life.
Now, this is something that a specialist would work with a family on, and yet there's no compensation. No one's being paid for this. It's just part of doing the right thing.
That's right. Our specialists don't charge a fee for the planning services that they give to the families. They'll help families put the process together and understand how this all comes together and what they should be doing for the future.
Okay, so now that's one side of it, taking care of the day-to-day, who's taking the child to the doctor, et cetera, et cetera. Another end of it is lots of times to take care of a child for many years, special needs or no, it costs money.
Absolutely.
And sometimes you're dealing with parents who are in their 30s and haven't had a chance to accumulate much of an estate. And yet, you know, we like to say you hope for the best but plan for the worst.
That's right.
And I'll always say to my clients, well, okay, you're dead tomorrow. Now what's going to happen?
That's right. And one of the most effective ways of being able to help families plan appropriately, there are many different ways that you can fund a special needs trust. It could be funded with many different types of financial vehicles, but one very effective way to do that is through the use of a life insurance policy. A life insurance policy can help create an estate where one doesn't exist now. And that's a frequent question that we receive from families is, you know, I don't have a lot of money. I don't have an estate to pass on to my children, but I would like to leave a legacy for my son, for my daughter, for my child to make sure that they do have quality of life. How can we do that? And one of the most effective ways of doing that is through a life insurance policy.
Now, this is where it gets a little complicated. There's many, many different kinds of and types of life insurance, and I guess this is where the expertise of a MetDesk specialist can really pay off in making sure the family gets the right kind.
That's right, Bernie. There are many different types of policies, and many families feel a little bit challenged and concerned and confused when they look at the different types of policies that may be presented from a variety of different financial professionals. So it's important to really deal with someone who understands the different types of plans or policies that are out there to make sure that they offer the appropriate one for that family and under the right conditions. And as I said before, there's no cookie-cutter approach to planning, so many families will require different types of policies. It just depends on what's right for that particular family.
Yeah, I could tell you, unfortunately, Brian, we just recently worked on a case where it looked like everybody did everything perfectly, and they had life insurance, and they had a special needs trust. And then, unfortunately, there was a very untimely death of the two parents, and the beneficiary of the life insurance policy was the two kids as opposed to the special needs trust. And it turned out that all the ends weren't tied.
And, Bernie, you know, we do see that quite often, and that's very unfortunate, where many families don't spend the time to look at their specific financial situation, or they might not receive the right information from their financial services professional. As we said before, you can't leave more than $2,000 to a child of a dependent with special needs, or they may lose government benefit eligibility. And one of the areas, unfortunately, that where we see this issue pop up quite often is through the use of a beneficiary designation, either in a life insurance policy or annuity or IRA or any other financial instrument that has a beneficiary designation. And one of the key areas that we see all too often is with group term insurance, Bernie. A lot of people spend, unfortunately, a little time electing their benefits through their employer, and very often will name their children as a contingent beneficiary, and we often see that as an issue when we work with families to make sure that that doesn't occur.
Yeah, you know what we see is a lot of times they'll mention my issue per stirpes, just thinking, okay, if I'm not here, it's going to go to the kids, and maybe at the time they didn't realize the kids had special needs. And
that's right.
And then all of a sudden, a few years later, the kid's diagnosed, they have an IEP, and they go through all this hard work to get the plan in place, but they never changed the group term policy.
That's right. They never went back and they changed it because so many things have been going on, working with the school, working with the physician, just trying to work out their home life in general. So that's one of the things our specialists are trained to look for. When they come into a household, they'll ask parents for their financial information, and not to be nosy,
right,
but to have a good understanding of exactly what's going on. The beneficiary designations are key, and our specialists can work with families to help change the beneficiary designations, even if they're not one of our policies. We can help work through that and make sure that it's done the right way.
Now, do they have a checklist to make sure that everything gets covered?
Absolutely. When our specialists walk into a household, they spend a lot of time understanding what's happening from a financial perspective, and a specialist will leave a checklist of information for the families, what they've done so far, what the next steps are, and what they should be concerned about going forward.
I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. Our guest this week is Brian Finn from MetDesk. We're going to take a short break and be right back.
Unexpected medical crises can turn lives upside down. Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Barbara called. I could tell something was wrong. She was calling from the hospital. Her husband had a stroke. Harry was going to need care in a long-term facility, perhaps for the rest of his life.
Barbara couldn't find the necessary documents.
Unfortunately, this is all too common. one spouse gets sick and the other spouse has absolutely no idea where the financial records are.
Harry quickly got the care he needed. In addition to helping Barbara gather and submit the appropriate paperwork, the experts at Littman Crooks also helped access government-financed health care to help pay Harry's medical bills.
Although we can't help Harry get better, Barbara has the peace of mind of knowing their hard-earned family assets will be available to help pay for Barbara's care in the future and to pass on to their children and grandchildren and not be eaten away by the cost of Harry's long-term care.
When a medical crisis strikes, call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. And I've been speaking with Brian Finn from MetDesk about planning for kids with special needs. And I guess one of the questions we get all the time, Brian, is, well, I haven't done anything yet. Is it too late to do anything?
Bernie, it's never too late to plan. You know, a lot of families think that, well, you know, as my children get older, perhaps it's too late, and perhaps I should have done this a long time ago. But there's always something that they can do to plan appropriately. And it can be just a matter of shifting beneficiaries and making sure that the family has the right designation, setting up the proper legal information, such as a will or trust or guardianship. These are all things that can be accomplished. And what's important to understand is that families don't have to do it all at once. They can do a little bit at a time. But the important thing is that they start, and they start as soon as possible, and they continue until they have comfort and peace of mind and knowing that if something should happen, that their child is going to be taken care of.
So if they've already gone through this process, perhaps with somebody who wasn't a specialist and have done it a few years ago, it might still make sense to have them go through this with somebody who is more expert in the area?
Absolutely. It never hurts to get a second opinion. And you know, we often get second opinions when it comes to medical information and when we're seeing our doctors, and very often it doesn't hurt to get a second opinion financially as well. It's nice to have a second set of eyes, a different opinion as to perhaps what can be done and what the potential is for the future.
And I guess, you know, the worst or the best that could happen is the second opinion says you're all set.
That would be a great thing. And it's nice to hear that everything is buttoned up and done the right way. And if that's the case, we'll certainly let folks know that.
Now, tell me, what are some of the most common reasons why people don't plan?
Well, I'll tell you, Bernie, this is a very emotional issue for many families. And many families just fear the unknown. They really don't know what the planning process is about. They don't know how to take the first step. They don't know who to call for information. And that's why we created MetDesk, as a way for parents to reach out to us and to get the information so they can start the planning process. You know, I know when my children were first diagnosed with the illness, that I spent many late nights up on the Internet searching for information. And what we want to do is be able to provide families with that information so they can take that first step and they don't have to spend those late nights up searching for the information. Hopefully they can come to us and have some of that peace of mind.
So you've mentioned a couple of times these workshops. Tell us exactly what those are.
The workshops last for about an hour long, and we typically run our workshops with our nonprofit partners, with organizations that are interested and having a guest speaker come in and talk about special needs planning at a high level. The workshops are a way for us to share our information about what parents should be thinking about, the beneficiary designations that we talked about earlier. The importance of having a proper will, trust, and guardianship papers are all part of that.
And are these done locally?
The workshops are done locally. As a matter of fact, all of our 300 specialists are trained to give these workshops all throughout the country.
So how would people find out when there's one near them?
Well, Bernie, there's several ways people can find out about the MetDesk program. They can visit our website if people are interested. They can visit the MetLife website at www.metlife.com/DESK. That's /DESK. Or if they're interested, they can certainly send me an email personally. My email address is bfinn, B-F-I-N-N, at metlife.com, and I'll be happy to let them know where our workshop is being run by them.
And we're talking with Brian Finn, head of the MetDesk program at Metropolitan Life Insurance Company. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We'll take a quick break and be right back to wrap up.
Every parent worries about their kids. Unfortunately, when you have a child with disabilities, the worries are much greater.
Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Amy and Bruce had been talking about going to a lawyer to help them ever since Charlie was born. Charlie has cerebral palsy.
The experts at Littman Crooks helped Amy and Bruce set up a special needs trust to provide for Charlie's medical and financial needs for today and for the future.
The rules are very complex. you truly do need an expert to help you navigate through all the federal and state regulations to make sure that your child gets the benefits he or she is entitled to.
Do you have a child with special needs? Call the law offices of Littman Crooks.
We don't know what the future holds for Amy, Bruce, or their son Charlie, but what Amy and Bruce do know is that they've done everything in their power to ensure that Charlie has the best quality of life possible when Amy and Bruce are here and when they're not here.
Littman Crooks, in White Plains, Manhattan, or online at specialneedsnewyork.com.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney, and we've been pleased to have Brian Finn here, who has a wealth of knowledge in the special needs planning area, and this has been a lot of information for us to grasp. So just to tell us in a couple seconds, Brian, some pointers. What should families really latch on to here and take away from the program?
Well, I think what's important, Bernie, is, as we said, it's never too late to plan. So start looking at your family's information. Start looking at the things that you would want to do for your child if you weren't here any longer. Take a look at the different types of resources that are available by you. Certainly go on the web and search for information about special needs planning and start the process. And again, our MetDesk specialists can certainly help families along the way to start thinking about what's right for them and to how to start the planning process. That's critical.
And to find a MetDesk specialist locally, who would they call? Where would they go?
And again, they can visit our website at www.metlife.com/DESK, or even simply send me an email at bfinn@metlife.com, and I'll be happy to provide that information to them.
Brian, thanks for being on the program.
Bernie, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. Good night, everyone.
The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed are solely those of the sponsor and not necessarily those of WFAS.
Concerned about heart disease,
advertisers,
cholesterol, or the new danger, homocysteine? Do you want the latest on prevention? Are you or someone you know ill-tempered or troubled by depression or feeling down? Are you taking birth control pills? We have good news. Stay tuned. This is James Elliott, and I'm pleased to have this chance to visit with Dr. Alfred F. Libby. Dr. Libby is one of the real pioneers in the field of orthomolecular medicine in this country, and he's an MD. He holds 3 doctorates as well as an LHD, which is one of the highest honors given in the field of medicine. The significance of this award that was given to Dr. Libby was that he was given this award at the same time it was given to 2 of his associates, Dr. Irwin Stone and Dr. Linus Pauling, who is a 2-time Nobel Prize winner, and you may have heard of him before as the result of some of his work and books that were published on the subject of vitamin C. Dr. Libby has many published studies and has conducted years of clinical research in biochemistry, and he's a leading authority on disease prevention and nutrition. Dr. Libby, it's so nice to talk to you again today.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Libby, there is quite a bit of discussion in the press, at least now, about a family of vitamins that have been rather obscure, I suppose, in the medical field for a long time. And, of course, there's a best-selling book out there right now on this topic. But I would like to hear something from you about the B12 folic acid B6 complex, as you have studied it and have brought some very important things to the world of chemistry as it relates to these vitamins.
Vitamin B12 is not therapeutically usable in an oral form. Its only value is in intramuscular injection or an intravenous injection.
That's why you hear about people getting B12 shots.
The so-called Dr. Feelgood shot, when you feel low down, tired, and just uncomfortable and slowing down, so to speak. They go into their doctor and get a B12 injection, yes.
Well, why doesn't it work orally?
Well, there are several reasons for it, but one of the things is that there's so many intangibles One of them is whether there's sufficient hydrochloric acid in the stomach, whether there's sufficient intrinsic factor to carry the B12 from the stomach through a healthy intestinal tract to the end of the small intestine, which is called the ileum, where the B12 receptor sites are. In other words, that's where B12 is absorbed. Very little gets through by doing it in oral amounts.
So if you're going to get some into your system, the doctors typically have given you a B12 shot.
Always has been that way, yes.
Okay, you don't do that necessarily anymore.
Well, no, I don't do it, period, because in 1980, I developed a sublingual technique. If you think in terms comparatively of nitroglycerin tablet for the relief of angina pain or chest pain from constricted blood vessels, I thought if nitroglycerin could go into the blood vessels, why couldn't B12? So I developed a sublingual B12 that is absorbed directly into the bloodstream from underneath the tongue.
Now, were you given a patent on that or something?
That's correct. It works so well. We did hospital studies. It worked so well that it's certainly equal to, in some instances, better than getting an injection. It sure hurts a lot less, I can tell you that.
So the B12 then moves quickly into the system, bypassing the whole GI tract, if you will, and it goes right into the bloodstream.
That's correct.
And it's all done just with a tablet that goes under the tongue and it just melts and away it goes.
That's correct. Now, B12 has always had its significance in the treatment of pernicious anemia, which many years ago was a virtual death sentence in this country. Then they discovered there was not one, but actually two anti-anemia factors isolated in the liver, and the other one was folic acid. So I wanted to add the beneficial effects of folic acid to the B12. And I did a second hospital study to see whether or not this effect was effective. And we did this in 1982 to see if it would also enhance the benefit if they were combined together. And we actually were able to increase the blood levels to 137% of base levels. Yes, very effective.
Let me ask you this. With the given press right now and the books that are out on the subject relative to the heart, discuss that with us briefly and also how you feel about that science, also other benefits of B12, B6, and folic acid.
Well, I'm glad you asked it because there's a myriad of benefit to B12 in and by itself, because if you have a deficiency of B12, you can have irreversible brain damage and nerve damage that will end up in paralysis of the body. Many of the symptoms of B12 deficiency include schizophrenia, paranoia, mood disorders, irritability. People that feel bad and have these mood disorders and so on, who seek out the visit to a psychiatrist or a psychologist because they just don't feel good and they're put on mood-altering drugs, when in fact their problem may be either B12 or folic acid deficient.
And maybe that's happening, if I can follow your logic a little bit here, because the usual oral idea of getting B12 maybe through a normal multivitamin supplement or something like that is just not getting through the GI tract to the point where you said it needed to be absorbed into the system. So unless they were going to get it by injection or by the method you've talked about here, sublingual tablet, they're just not going to get it.
You're just not going to get it. And the other thing is the other anemia vitamin folic acid has an equally profound effect on the brain and the nervous system. In addition to the anemia, this will also manifest itself in severe neuropsychiatric problems. Now,